When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everybody, welcome back. My next guest tonight is an actor you know from The Walking Dead, Okja, and Burning. His latest film is Minari.
David, 우리가 그 stupid stick 썼어? 어떻게 찾았어?
머리를 썼지.
머리를 썼지.
Please welcome to A Late Show, Stephen Yeun. Hey, Stephen, thanks for being here.
Hey, Stephen, thank you for having me. This is so cool.
Well, one of the there's something that we have in common besides our names, obviously, Stephen, is the people out there. I guess a lot of people have no idea of is that you and I both worked at the Second City in Chicago. You were in the National Touring Company, right?
Yeah, I got a brief stint at the touring company. It was awesome. I got to look at your image quite a bit.
you lucky man. I mean, a lot of people do comedy and they end up doing nothing else with their careers. But how has improv or improv comedy even helped you as a dramatic actor?
You know, improv is such a great foundation. I think, you know, the tenets of staying present, listening, being spontaneous, those are all really great first tools to kind of lay the groundwork for me. And then, you know, it's not that different than dramatic acting. It's just, you just don't have to, you know, dramatic acting, you just don't have to be witty and funny the whole time. So it takes a whole section of the thing off. So
somebody gives you lines.
Yeah, and they tell you what to say. So that's also easier.
Well, you've been acting a long time. I don't know if you can see this photograph. This is you in kindergarten, right there. Were you acting even at that age?
You know what? Looking back, I probably was. I just that image is of me landing in Regina, Saskatchewan, in my first year of school in America, in the West, and. I probably went inward from that point on. Not to be sad about it, but yeah, I think I started, you know, that was mask work starting there.
Because did you have English at this age?
No, I had no English. My parents told me the first English words I learned were don't cry.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, because so many people said it to you?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow. How do you say don't cry in Korean?
Uljima.
Well, I need to hear that right now. Just thinking of this child being told not to cry. Well, what was, you know, when did you say to yourself, okay, I want to do this as, I want to be a performer. I want to make this my life.
You know, I went to college at Kalamazoo College, and I got to see my improv troupe, the improv troupe at my school called Monkapult that actually Jordan Klepper was a part of.
Oh, wow.
And he wasn't there, unfortunately, when I went there, but I kind of gravitated towards it. I loved the freedom. I loved the performance. And honestly, it was, I think it was just like, oh, you can be anything you want to be up there at any given time, and people will laugh if you're funny. And so I like the challenge of that, I guess.
Well, the new film, Minari, is about a, it's a Korean-American family that moves to Arkansas in pursuit of their dream. What does the word Minari mean? What's the significance of that?
Minari, and how Koreans would pronounce it, Minari. It's a plant. It's a plant that, in this very profound way, Isaac, our director, Lee Isaac Chung, he has this great story about how his grandmother planted it when she came over to join their family in their farm, and it dies in the first year, and then it thrives in the second, so you harvest the second growing, and it actually purifies the water and the soil around it. And he told me that in all the years that his dad tried to do all these different types of crops, the thing that grew the best was his grandmother's minari, and that was not really, you know, they didn't have to, like, keep after it. Just did it on its own.
We're going to take a quick break, but stick around. We'll be right back with more Stephen Young.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Everybody, we're back with the star of the new film Minari, Stephen Young. You got to go to the premiere with your own father and sit next to him. How are your parents with you having an acting career? Are they fully supportive?
Well, now they are. You know, now they are. But I mean, it was really surreal to, like, have, you know, as a second generation kid, I you know, all you really want to do is tell your parents that you understand them and tell them the story that perhaps they can't tell themselves. And so to be able to do something like this was really incredible, you know, to read that script and read something that you wanted to say your whole life, and then to be able to make it, and then to be able to take it to Sundance and then have your dad sit right next to you while you're watching it. That's like, who gets to do that? You know, it's incredible.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. How did you first tell them you wanted to be an actor? Was there some other plan they had in mind for you?
I mean, you know, I'm a Korean kid, so I had to do law school or med school or any other more school they would have been fine with. But I just broke my parents down early, you know, just defied them from an early age. And then once I told them I wanted to move to Chicago for improv, they actually let me move as long as I would get a job. And then I got a job doing inside sales at a IT tech consulting firm. And I promptly left a month in after they found out that I was blogging about how strange it was on the inside. And that was not a good look for me. So it was, you know, learning lessons.
I think quitting your day job is the best possible thing you can do as an improv comedian. Because then you've really got to, you really just got to cut, you've got to cut the safety rope. and just
you do.
Yeah.
Just kind of go out there.
Well, that's the advice we have for all you young people out there. Take enormous risks with your life. It works out. Two out
Reckless,
of two times.
You know?
Two out of two times, it works.
It's almost like it happens 100% of the time.
That's right. That's right. Well, is it Minari? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Minari.
Minari.
But Minari is totally fine.
Okay. Minari or Minari will be in select theaters this Friday and available on demand February 26th. Stephen Yeun, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.